All right, we are May-long weekend bound, and here's the deal. You might have a camp, you're going camping, you're going fishing, you're doing whatever, or maybe you're doing nothing. I don't know. Joining me this morning, it's kind of like our weekly get-together, Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
You know, I'm good. No complaints here. I'm kind of excited about the May-long weekend. I have nothing on my agenda. How about you?
Same, and I'm excited about that.
So I've been talking all week, and listen, a lot of people, it's where we are. A lot of people have camps. People go camping. People go fishing, doing whatever.
But it's not really camping anymore. They get their trailers. They park it an inch between somebody else, and then they do this whole campground thing. Somebody has shooters one night. You got to go for supper to somebody else's another night. They have, like, golf tournaments, like, you're just taking your house and you're moving it somewhere else.
Well,
and it's just so much work.
But isn't that what an RV is? It's like a home away from home.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to sell my home and I'll go live everywhere else. Every couple weeks, I'll live at a new place.
You can do that.
Right, yeah, but I'm not going to come home to now have to fix my home and then fix a home on wheels. Like, it's just so much work.
Have you gone camping? You've done that whole thing? Are you a fan
of it? You know, in your 20s, I couldn't wait till May-long weekend.
Yeah.
You packed one pack of hot dogs, a pack of buns, maybe a bag of chips, car full of booze, and a tent. And you're like, this is going to be the best weekend of our lives. You freeze Friday, Saturday, Sunday, rain. Monday morning, you're packing to go up. The sun is out.
It never fails. It
never fails. Now you have a cold. You're miserable. You know, you're hungry. You're dirty. And now you're going home to, you know, clean because you stink like you've just lived in a fire.
Listen, if someone offered to just go camping, a beautiful RV, we're talking one of those tour type vans or those big buses, you know, it's got everything. You would say no to it?
No. Let's back that up. If some gentleman out there, those single gentlemen that's going to pull up in a $200,000 motorhome that's more than my house, listen, I'm jumping in.
Okay, good.
But my little, you know, tent that's the size of one person, you know, and now people are throwing in cots. Then you throw in the air mattress. Yeah, air mattresses are lots of fun when you got to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Somebody gets up, the other person's up in the air. The other person comes back in. Now you're all over the place. Like, it's just not. We play baseball. We travel sometimes, yep. And it's a great time. We set up these tents. We think it's so fun. At 50 years old now, I cannot move after. Like, it takes me 2 weeks to move. I feel like a beached whale getting out of the tent in the morning. I'm crawling. Like, it's just not the same. Yeah.
Listen, I get it. It's a lot of work, but people are in the zone. They're so excited. They want to do it and go for it.
Oh, it's ridiculous, though. Like, come on. You go there, you lose all sorts of common sense for 3 days.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. I've been at a place where they're burning couches, and then there goes a mattress in there. I'm like, why is this happening?
Burning couches?
Yes. So these young kids started infiltrating this campground that we would go to, a public spot.
And oh, my gosh.
Like, by Sunday night, they have now been drinking for 3 straight days, and things are getting tossed in the fire. And that's what I mean. Like, all common sense goes out the window.
You know, I lead a pretty darn boring life, I tell you. 24 hours in your life would be very interesting.
You can come with me anytime.
Right? Hey? Well, listen, I get it now. You're not doing anything this week, and you're just going to relax and hang out. And I think a lot of people are doing that. But to the folks who are RVing and tenting, and don't burn a couch.
It has evolved. But now it's like,
it's glamping.
It has evolved. Then I'll just stay home. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'll just put my lawn chair in the backyard. I have a little fire pit. I can still stink. It's good.
Awesome. Nikki, happy May-long weekend.
Yeah, you too, buddy. You come over. We'll cook some s'mores.